Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. Maria, if you're still there, make sure that Craig gets the bailiff's name, and I will tell that over the air. But we ran out of time. Now, we're going to we were talking, Joe, you and I were talking about earlier about one of the things that's happening out there, or I guess it was yesterday we talked about it, is the caskets. These insurance companies are making some amazing statements. Guess what? It's everything we've been telling you about, the death shots. We've been telling you about the depopulation agenda that we've been telling you about since back in the 1980s. They're going full blast with this agenda. People still don't get it. And it's hard to wrap their minds around the fact that there are people that want to kill off over 7 billion people on this earth, okay? And that is, I've said in their meetings, that's their goal. Now, here, there's something that has happened, and we've been telling you about this, and they're keeping it very, very quiet. We've been telling you about the amount of the athletes that are dropping dead on the fields out there. Where it's 30 times higher than normal. And folks, let me tell you something. There is a conspiracy. It's absolutely right. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they will take whatever the collective tells them. They will betray you to the utmost. They will betray you to the utmost when the orders come down from the George Soros and the collective. And so you're not hearing this. They're keeping it out. If it wasn't for us, And programs like ours, you would not hear about any of this. I praise the good Lord for people like Alex Jones and Stu Peters and others that do similar programs to ours. But stay tuned and listen to this clip that we're going to play here.
Or where it came from, or what causes it, or how justified lockdowns are, or whether or not mask mandates are worth it. One fact is basically indisputable. This disease is not dangerous to children. Thank God for that. But yet somehow the Biden regime and these uniparty COVID hysterics can't accept this. They are completely obsessed with a fake reality where this disease is dangerous to children. And they use it as an excuse to ruin children's lives. They're locking them indoors, denying them real education, forcing them to cover up their faces with bacteria-ridden, filthy, disgusting Sharia face muzzles and never see the faces of their parents or their teachers or peers, their friends and teammates. It's disgusting and horrific. It's stunting their physical and emotional development. And the harm might last for years or even for their entire lives, maybe generations. But all of this somehow still isn't enough. Now the Biden regime is obsessed with injecting toddlers with this euthanasia shot from Pfizer and Moderna. Shots that we already know are dangerous and deadly and don't work to protect against any virus. And that's with adults who really don't even have to worry about COVID. But with children, every single factor is worse. Let's play along with the lie about these shots actually being vaccines for just a minute and pretend that we live in a country with an honest media and a medical system that actually gives a damn about health. The shots work even less, even according to Pfizer's own data. The disease that the shots protect against isn't a threat for children. And on top of all of that, the side effects of these injections appear to be worse for kids than for adults. And now we have another terrifying claim about what's happening. Mick Haddock is a casket salesman at Casket Depot. That's a company founded by his uncle 37 years ago, now owned by his cousin. Recently, Mick put out a viral tweet saying that for the first time he can remember, they have been receiving bulk orders for child-sized caskets. Horrific. Mick Haddock joins us now. Mick, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
I mean, this is horrifying. This is stuff that we obviously predicted on this program was going to happen. Child-sized casket, bulk orders. Who's ordering them?
Well, we deal mostly with distribution companies. So we don't deal directly with funeral homes per se. We do have some customers we do deal with, but for the most part, we sell to outlets who then deal with the funeral homes. So that's why a majority of our orders are bulk, because we are essentially dealing with wholesale outlets who then distribute globally for us.
Okay, so where are these distribution centers located?
All North America. Costco is one of our leading brands, leading companies that sells our brands. You can find them on their website. They have multiple hubs set up through North America, Canada, anywhere that you find a Costco, you'll find a distribution hub not too far away, and they usually all have stock.
And this is the first time that you can ever remember having bulk orders like this for child-sized caskets.
The smaller size orders have never been so popular. I would like to mention that all casket sales are up dramatically in the last 2 years. Call it what you will, magic or the vaccine, but something has happened that is causing an unprecedented amount of deaths.
Well, magic is demonic and satanic, and that's everything that we're seeing happening right now. So yes, it is magic, but it's also intentional magic. It's my opinion that this is an intentional plot to kill people, and now specifically kids. It's an intentional plot to make women infertile and men sterile and affect generations and generations in the future, just like they know that this mRNA technology detrimentally affected rat colonies for four generations. So we're seeing that the proof that this is not a side effect and that this is not an adverse event and that this isn't accidental, but that this is an intentional plot. And what we're seeing here are intended consequences. And now people are starting to see it play out. Why do you think it is that your tweet went so viral when you just said, look, this is what's happening?
I think it strikes home. The nitty gritty of a business like this, people don't want to accept facts. If I were to tell you that, you know, we sell a handful of, you know, toddler caskets almost daily, you wouldn't want to hear that because that's the number that, you know, it's grim. It's a bad reminder. So these are things I think people shut out of their daily thought process. And then when they actually get a glimpse of it, they react to it. And I've had a lot of messages from people who were, quite frankly, disgusted by what I said, but more or less interested to the point where they had to reach out and say that in some way or form, they were interested by what I was saying because they were oblivious to it. And I think that that's one of the main points is in this industry, it's not talked about. I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, the funeral directors, the morticians, you know, the embalmers, they're not speaking. And figuratively speaking, in this industry, it is not looked upon as a nice thing to talk about the dead. So we all kind of just shut our mouth. For me, it's a different scenario. We don't really deal with end customers. We deal with purchasers. So I don't see a name associated with an order, you know, and at a personal level. We just see a build information, you know, a corporation that we deal with. These morticians, they deal with people on a personal level, and I understand why they wouldn't really want to talk about it. There is a bit of bad mojo associated with speaking about the dead, so call it that or call it what you will, but when people see
I think there's a whole lot of bad mojo that comes along with keeping your mouth shut when we're watching an entire world and children specifically under attack with a bioweapon, and so I applaud, Mick, you're speaking out. And I mean, obviously more people need to do that. We need to get out of this whole politically correct, what is acceptable norm, because it's that apathy that has led to the complete destruction of individual liberty and freedom and is now responsible for what looks like an upcoming starvation plot, which is genocidal mass murder globally. And then also this euthanasia shot, which is now killing kids. It's happening. People don't just order bulk orders of child-sized caskets to have on display at their store or at their funeral home. They're using them, right? I mean, it's safe to say they're being used. Kids are being put in the ground early and at a rate that is astronomically larger than what you are accustomed to being seeing in the past.
Yeah, there is absolutely no value in storing these in a warehouse. When they are being ordered, they are being distributed right away. I don't think they're sitting on shelves. So we are definitely seeing an uptake in youth passing. It's undeniable at this point. And I also want to mention the full-size caskets too. As I'd mentioned earlier, they're all casket sales across the board are up.
People are dropping dead
People are dropping dead.
All over the country and all over the world.
All over the world. Yeah. All over the world.
At rates that we've never seen before. And I'll mention one more time, because I've mentioned this on previous broadcasts, but I just want to go back to this. The average per year of athletes that die on the field, or collapse rather, on the field, professional athletes, is 5 to 10. Okay. More closer to 5, but the top end 10. That was up until 2021, when we saw that jump to 300 professional athletes at the peak of their physical health collapsing on the playing field, up from 5 to 10. This is exactly what we called it. This is exactly what we said it was going to be. And I applaud you for speaking out. Mick Haddock, thank you so much. By the way, just real quick question here. In a bulk order of child-sized caskets, about how many is that?
Well, let's say if we went through an average of, say, 50, 60 a year, the last order was 200, and the next order after that was 250. So we've now basically sold 5 years worth of stock in 7 months.
It's horrific.
Yeah, those are the numbers that people don't want to hear. It is it's gross.
Pray for these parents.
I do.
And pray for these kids, and for the parents who have not taken their kids yet. Please don't. And again, thank you very much for being here. Coming up next, Edward Zoll is going to be here, because we're talking about these euthanasia sites.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, you know, again, we've been telling people about this and telling people about this and telling people about this, and yet it doesn't seem that it's really sinking in. Now, in our little circles, it does. When, you know, when I go to places, and these are places like the Tea Party meeting, and where there's a number of people that listen to the radio program, they seem to be to understand to at least some extent. But out there in the world, it's la-la land. And when you're talking to people, you run into even professing Christians, so many of them are totally clueless. And here,
I was talking to pastors this afternoon, trying to explain, you guys have got to get in this battle, warn people about what's happening. And a couple of them were like, what do you mean, what's happening? I mean, they were so totally out of it. They haven't watched the news. We don't pay attention to politics. We don't listen to the news. It's too disturbing. You're right. The stupidity out there, the lack of knowledge, when it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, God hit that nail so hard in the head, it's not funny. And here's a story to back up what you're talking about. The American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, they call it ABOG, A-B-O-G, issued a statement the other day that it's going to go after people's dissemination of misinformation, disinformation, and basically they're talking about misinformation, disinformation about abortion and, get this, COVID-19. And they've got the pro-life obstetricians, gynecologists are worried that they will lose their board certification if they tell their patients the risks associated with abortion and risk with COVID-19 or the vax. So they are clamping down. They don't even want the doctors to be able to warn people about abortion or COVID-19. You see, everywhere they're trying to hide the truth. They're trying to increase death and limit the amount of information that people have access to.
Okay, now this is the medical board that certifies the OBGYNs. I need to know who they are. I need to know who this medical board is, who is on this board, and I need to know
That's going to be hard. It's a big board that certifies all the OBGYNs in the U.S. and Canada, and I have not been able to find out that information yet. I'm going to have to do some research.
Try to get me some contact numbers, because we need to call them
Look at what they're doing with death. Here's two headlines. Just I'll give you the headlines. Elizabeth Warren, Senator, shut down all crisis pregnancy centers because these centers give women, they lie about it. We need to shut them down all over the country. You should not be able to torture pregnant persons, pregnant men like that. And then they are working, rallying for floating abortion businesses to elude state limits down south. The idea was come up by a liberal professor in the University of California at San Francisco, of course. They're going to put up, they're raising money for a big ship that would be a floating abortion business in the Gulf of Mexico and get around all of those states like Florida that have rules. They just don't, there's not enough death, not enough killing, not enough murdering children. We're going to have floating butcher shops now in the Gulf.
Joe, what's happening to all these cities like Chicago, Detroit, New York, wherever the Democrats are running? What is it like there? What is the morality? What is the crime like? Do we see them?
Death is high. Abortions are. Think about it this way: wherever the most abortions are, the more babies that are killed, the more crime on the streets, the more prostitution, the more drugs, the more gangs, the more shootings. It all ties together. When you do not value human life, people turn in and you have the animal instincts taking over. The Lord of the Flies takes over all these cities and you have just horrible conditions.
Okay, Joe.
On all levels.
All right, Joe. So what's happening, these so-called blue states where they want to make killing your babies. They want to keep killing children, even killing them well after they're born.
Right.
They want death. Now the Bible says, God has said, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing." And so these are going. You've seen what's happening to the cities, Joe. You've seen what's happening into the cities. These same things are going to happen into the states. The states are going to deteriorate. The states are going to become more and more corrupt, completely corrupt. The courts will be more corrupt. The police departments will be more corrupt. The killings will be more. The riots, they'll be burning the cities more. And all of these, in other words, they're saying, this is who we are. We're Democrats, but there are no more Democrats. These are Antichrist, Deathocratic communists. To the bone.
They have chosen death, and God is giving them what they chose. He said, blessings, cursings, life or death. Choose life that you and your seed, your future, your posterity may live. And what are they doing? No, we're going to choose death. We're going to kill all the babies we can get away with. All those children created in the image of God, we're going to destroy. We are going to slam it right in God's face. And what's happening? Society is self-destructing, committing suicide on a mass scale.
All right. Well, yeah, that is. And again, God has said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, those that are choosing life are choosing a blessing. And first of all, as we're here, you know, there are a lot of people out there that, again, and I talked about this some yesterday, that seem to be, well, they've got a defeatist attitude. We're surrounded. We're surrounded. Look at it. They've got all the corrupt media. It's all against us. They've got the FBI now. They've gone bad. They're against us. The NAA is going. The NSA, the CIA, all of these. They've gone totally corrupt. We've got the AMA. It's gone. It's against us. All of this. But here again, we have to try to get the point across to the people. God is on the throne. God is in complete control. And we've read the entire book. We know how this ends. And this is our time. The Bible is very, very clear that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Obedience to God.
And this is where we
lay up crowns and treasures in heaven, right?
That's our investment. We need to run to this battle. He tells you to be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. If you're only a hearer only, for these so-called Christians that want to kind of lay low, and especially these prissy preachers that can't muster the courage to stand up and be bold and stand against this and lead their people like God's Word, the Bible, demands that they do. And so now is the time not to be discouraged. There's never been a better time in all of history for you to run to the battlefield, to place up those crowns in heaven right now, because exactly. It's never been, there's never been such an evil, corrupted society as there is right now. It goes, the only time it was this way was in Genesis chapter 6, and you saw how God dealt with the wicked, right?
Exactly. We know how he feels, but he also gave us a perfect example with Gideon when he reduced a huge army down to a very few men. God's looking not for the numbers. He's looking for the hearts. He's looking for people who will stand and witness and testify and, like you said, be a doer of the word. And he doesn't wait for the majority to have a victory. He uses what? The remnant for his victories.
Well, he gave us even a better example over there in Habakkuk. When you look at Habakkuk, what he did there was he turned them on themselves. When they challenged God, that they were going to fight and defeat this God of the Israelites, and God told Habakkuk, he said, Habakkuk, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go and post throughout the land that tomorrow at such a place, right here, such a time, I am going to destroy the world. In those days, they were the Babylonians of those days. I'm going to destroy them right here in such a time and such a place. And in fact, let me turn over there to Habakkuk real quick and just read maybe a little bit of it.
Yeah, while you're going, I just remember that chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by his faith.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're called to live by our faith in God, and that's what people don't have faith anymore. That's why they can't stand. They have no courage because they have no faith.
You're absolutely right. They don't have. And therefore, here, let me go to that. I wanted to go to that little passage of Scripture. But anyhow, because of time, we'll just tell you what happened there. So God told him to go post that throughout the land. Now remember how they had been. The enemies had been there, the Babylonians of that day. And, of course, the Chaldeans were the upper class. The Chaldeans were like the hoi polloi of the Babylonians. They were, and they were known for being, well, here's what it says. They are terrible and a dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall precede themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, and they're more fierce than the evening wolves. Their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far away. And they shall fly as the eagle who hastes to eat. They shall come for all for violence, and their faces shall sup as of the east wind. And they shall gather the captivity at the sand, and they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them, and they should deride every stronghold. Well, we know throughout history what they did is they were known for betrayal. They were known for betrayal. You know, even today, within the Democratic Communist Party, out here with these, if you can betray someone who's got power and standing, if you can betray them and bring them down, that adds to your standing within the collective. This is, again, the corruption is so bad. Betrayal is something just like hypocrisy. To us, to us, hypocrisy is repulsive. To them, it's something to be embraced. They embrace hypocrisy. To them, it's a good thing. And it's the same thing with betrayal. Now, so what they did, the Chaldeans would go to King Smith and say, look, Smith, let's team up, you and I, your armies and ours, and we'll go and we'll raid King Jones, and we'll take his kingdom, and we'll pillage, and we'll split the booty. And so Smith would say, well, I'd be afraid to say no, right? And so he'd say, sure, we'll do that. So here the Chaldeans would have their armies waiting. And as soon as King Smith, and as soon as his army would leave his kingdom there, the Chaldeans would swoop in behind him. And so while he's out there fighting with one part of them, the other part, they're stealing and robbing. And what happened, Joe, was on that day when the Lord said, go post throughout the land, go post it that at this place, at this time, I am going to destroy the Chaldeans. The kings of the Chaldeans said, who is this God that's going to fight against us, right? But all of the other nations came, and the Chaldeans were down in the valley. And all of the other kings, the ones that had been betrayed by the Chaldeans, they gathered to watch the battle. And as they all got together, they realized something, that they had the Chaldeans surrounded, and they were in more in number than the Chaldeans. Well, you know how that ended, don't you?
It ended in a victory, a kind of a loss for the Chaldeans.
Absolutely right. And all God had to do was bring it together, right?
Right.
He didn't have to.
Ended up and delivered.
And that's exactly what he's going to do with the Democratic Communist Collective. He is going to put an end to the collective. They're in for a real rude awakening because people like
Klaus Schwab
and George Soros and these others that think, and Joe Biden and others that think that they can defeat God, they are in for an extremely, extremely rude awakening, an extremely rude awakening. And so, anyhow, that's what's happening there. We've got, did you see the Great Awakening? Dutch farmers, like so many other farmers, are fighting back. Do you see what's happening with the Dutch farmers? They are revolting
against the Green World Order. We might as well call it what it is. They're trying to use this environmental claim of going green to end up controlling all the nations and forming a one world order. And they're using the environment as the reason they have to get this, do all these things. But it's just a big lie like all the others.
Absolutely. That's exactly. And here now, China has set back what the United States has done as far as the clean air and all of the environmental regulations that were put in place as in America, as what we did to clean the air. China, that is opening a new coal-fired plant, about one a week out there.
Right. 52 this year.
And what they have done, they have literally wiped out and nullified 17 years of what the United States has done. Yeah, 17 years of progress. And Joe Biden and his people, you know, and Joey's is selling our emergency reserve oils to his buddies who have financed him. And by the way,
the company that Hunter Biden made deals with, signed on with.
It's right in your face. Yep. It's in your face. We're corrupt. We are lawless. And we can do what we want. We can get away with it. That is what they're saying.
Exactly. We know that Hunter Biden, this company, was part of the Chinese Road and Belt Initiative designed to get control over most of the major companies in the countries in the world. China is now controlling most of the farmland, most of the rare earth elements, coal, you name it, anything that's of value in these countries. It's getting the control over the waterways like the Panama Canal, lithium mines, all this kind of thing. And here we have Hunter Biden making deals with one of the companies that's the spearhead of this Road and Belt Initiative. And this is the same country, a company that Joe Biden just gave over a billion barrels of our reserve for, you know, a real national emergency, like a terrible, terrible hurricane, like a war, and we're giving it to our enemy. I mean, it's treason. We have a president committing treason, and the country is crickets. It's silent. People are not speaking up because they're afraid. And you talked about the Dutch farmers there. The same thing, Sri Lanka just had this great revolt because the World Economic Forum told them, oh, they could get rich and great, do wonderful things if they go green. Well, they went green, and the country plunged into a total economic crisis.
They went broke, and now they're starving. We'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels. So they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And you know what, Joe? Do you know what? Because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet, do you know that someday, for all the believers, there won't be no skeletons left in their closet. Their skeletons will not be in the grave anymore. And
no, they surely won't.
And we have God's word on it. God's word on it. Listen, here's what they did here in Ohio. The Democrats, this is an article by Joe Hoft, being Democrats. Democrats are being Democrats. Here's what they did. They sent feces in the mail to all 25 Ohio GOP senators. Now, here in Ohio, we have 25 Republicans and only 8 Democrats in the Ohio State Senate. Well, Joe, that's 8 Democrats too many, if you ask me, okay?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, and so, but, so that's what the Democrats did. They something they could really relate to, feces.
Yeah.
They took and of course we know that they have a good abundance of that, don't they?
And they I mean that is just rude, crude. But I want to back up on something. I was talking Sri Lanka. The 47-month high they hit, inflation rate of 8.3. Well, at the end of last year, their food inflation hit 11.7%. We know today the news came out, and we're over 9%, 9.1. And if we go back and use the criteria that they had in 1970, we are just under 20% inflation if we were to use the same system they used. They cut out energy, food, and some other things. So the when they say we're 9.1%, no, we're more like 19.5%. Art Laffer came out, the Laffer Curve, Reagan's economist. We are in the worst of all possible worlds. Inflation's out of control, and we're in recession. Bank of America, we're in recession. Heritage Foundation, we're in recession. Bank of America says severe recession is going to be the only thing that will stop, will cool the inflation. The average American worker, remember all the money that Biden gave out, you know, for the COVID? We've lost every bit of all that good money that supposedly was given to help people through inflation. Everybody's lost it. And right now, the average worker is going to lose almost close to $3,500 this year. And if you're a family of four, you're going to lose almost $7,000 this year, just the average family. But look at it this way. If you make $80,000, you're going to lose 20% of that in real money. Think about that. That's $16,000 you're going to lose this year because of inflation. You will spend $16,000 more of that $80,000 paycheck because of the inflation. The government is robbing you blind. This is being done purposely. They are crashing the economy. They're crashing things. This is all on purpose, and it's all because of their energy policy. They want to control the energy. They want to control, if you control the food and the energy, you control the world, and that's what they're trying to do. They've done it in Germany. Germany right now is having severe problems. Why? Because they tried to go green. England tried to go green. They're having severe problems. Everywhere they've tried to follow the green mandates and go green, their economies are crashing, there is a food shortage, wages are falling. Oh, that's the big difference, Pastor. And back in at least when Jimmy Carter, we had this great inflation, incomes were rising a little bit, not as fast as the big inflation. But right now, we've lost over 4% of our incomes. We're 4% lower, but inflation is higher. This is the worst it's been in our history. And it's going to get worse because they keep doing these things on purpose.
Well, there's some other other situations, too. When you have an enemy, and now the Taliban are not good people. They're not good people at all. And no. they are sworn enemies, and their new leader out there is a sworn enemy of the United States of America. Now, You remember what happened on 9/11, don't you?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, here's the thing. Now, somebody, some fool, some absolute total fool, went and gave the Taliban $85 billion worth of military equipment.
Hardware. His name was Biden. That fool.
Yeah. And so, and they have sworn to use. They've been having parades and laughing. Using even some of them wearing American uniforms, laughing now.
Carrying our gear.
Right, and so here, we have that threat because a lot of those people that are Biden have been bringing in, like the guy that Biden brought in and raped a 10-year-old girl, and Biden was out there talking about that. Why we should have more baby killing? Because this 10-year-old girl had a cross. Well, you know. The 10-year-old girl was raped by pedophiles, Joe Biden, Anyhow, and it was raped by one of the pedophiles that you brought into this country, Biden.
Right. And, did you invite it in and told, oh, come on, the border's open, come on in.
And don't worry, I'm looking for Kamala Harris or whatever to try to get this guy off, you know. because
maybe she's going to start a fund to raise money for his bail.
I wouldn't doubt it, you know. And so here, again, so you've got that situation. You've got that in the background. Now, at the same time, Joe, you know what has happened. You might not believe this. A lot of people don't trust this government at all, Joe. And
really?
You know what? Right. And what they're doing is they're hoarding, they're buying, and they're stocking up. And some have gone a little bit overboard to where they're hoarding. They're going to cause major shortages to where not everybody can have a little, okay, and which is not a good thing also. But anyhow, we're going to go and take a couple fast calls. Who do we have there? Okay, Steve from Minnesota, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi, Steve.
I'm calling, you know, not too long, of course, recently they had the Pride Festival in Minneapolis, you know, and part of that was Governor Walz, Tina Smith, and Klobuchar. You know those three, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they went up on a podium, and they just talked like crazy, you know, saying about they were promoting, you know, the transgender, and they were just saying, hey, you know, they have a right to do with their bodies that they want, and, you know, it's like, yeah, it's just crazy, you know, that they promote this transgender, and it's just, it's crazy. And I just wanted to, comment on that tonight.
Well, I think you just did. Go ahead.
No, I did, yes.
Alrighty. Well, it's right from the pit of hell. It's insanity. And oh, these young kids that are confused, look, there's always been some confusion. You know, this is what goes along with adolescence. You know, you learn about things. And this is why, you know, it used to be when men and women got married and they obeyed and they believed when because they took that marriage vows. And that vows was between the man, the woman, and God. And
yeah, it was a covenant.
And I remember even, you know, when I was growing up, even if the marriage was not a good marriage, even if there was problems, the parents usually cared more for their children. Back in those days, they cared more for their children than they did themselves. And for that reason, they stayed and they kept together for the children. And they raised the children up.
Yeah.
To understand the difference and how to deal with these things. Well, then when you had Hillary and others come along saying, well, you know, it takes a village. Let's let the public fool system. Let's let these ungodly, indecent, wicked people, let's let them play with the minds. Let's let them play with the minds of the children.
Yeah.
And let's turn them, you know, we have critical race theory. Let's turn them against their parents. Let's confuse these children, and that's exactly what they're doing. And you know what? For 50 years, I've been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. Don't let them have access to your children, okay?
Yeah.
And now the parents are starting to believe me now, after 50 years. They're starting to believe me.
Yeah, but, and another, if I can comment or say another thing too, and then you know, what was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm just scared. I mean, what were the inflation and just? I mean, I've never seen it this bad. I think the worst recession I've seen was the early '80s in my time, but this is beyond that.
And it's going worse.
Yeah,
worse.
It is, and it's moving that fast. Now, again, God answers prayer, and the whole point of it is this. Our job, our mission is to stand fast against tyranny. That's our mission. Now, God says that he will deliver the victory, and God always does what he says. So what we have to do, our concern is to stand fast against this. With the corruption, you'll hear sometimes these people talk about the prissy preachers. The prissy preachers will put on their prissy and say, well, you know, Romans 13 says we have to obey the government even if it's a bad one. That's a lie told by liars. See, that's a lie told by liars. What Romans 13 actually teaches is that a government has to obey God. And if they're a legitimate government, then they will be in compliance with God's laws. If they're not in compliance with God's laws, they're not a legitimate government. And not only do we not have to obey them, but that would be wrong if we did, when they're contrary to God's word, okay? But we do not recognize that they have any legitimacy at all.
And we're to change it.
And I hope we hit the midterm elections coming up. I sincerely hope that Republicans, I guess, they get control of the White House and that in Congress, and they can start, you know, they can put an end to this, or at least start. I mean, I'm hoping Trump announces his candidacy for president, too. I really do.
Basically, he has been. If you're listening to him, he has been.
I got to
move on. Let's go, Clifford. We know that if you miss 2 days in a row, it might affect all of us. So, go ahead and.
We'd have Cliff withdrawals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One thing is to look at is the Propaganda Report podcast. Monica Perez. Deep dive does a really interesting deep dive on the Netherlands. So that's a must listen. But LifeSiteNews.com had an article Monday, and it's about the depopulation and Big Pharma. But one of the things that was interesting is and this is Pfizer that makes this drug. It's called HCG. And it involves vaccinating against a hormone that needs to be in operation for the egg to be fertilized, for a woman to get pregnant. And it vaccinates, so to speak, against that hormone. And what was being done in Kenya and the Philippines, among other nations, was that this was being coupled with a tetanus shot. Now, the tip-off was that the tetanus shot would be given only one shot every 5 to 10 years. If you coupled it with this insertion, it would be 5 shots, and that's how officials got tipped off, because it involved 5 so-called tetanus shots where they were really doing this. They were basically sterilizing the females in Kenya. So that's another thing. And the foundation that was behind this was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Everything that was vile, the Gates Foundation. You know, Bill Gates' father was associated with Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and the genocide of blacks. And people don't really realize that today. But we talked about that years and years ago. So... All righty.
Solomon, nothing new under the sun, right?
And those people, a very good references, Taber, T-A-B-E-R, Medical Dictionary. So if people don't understand the side effects, they could look at that.
Well, you know, again, there's a lot, these kill shots are sterilizing a lot of women. They were becoming infertile. The ones that are taking them, and they're finding out the hard way. Not only that, but it's increased the amount of miscarriages, by 1,000%. So, but you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you? So, got to move on.
One, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, you got four.
Dangerous disease out there is called sin. And if you haven't repented and turned from that sin, the price, the penalty you pay for that sin is eternal death and hell. I think that's the most serious illness in the world is sin. And there is a remedy. There is a vaccine for sin, and it's called being born again.
Absolutely. And it's the only one. It's the only cure, huh?
The only remedy cure. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so the folks out there listening to us tonight, again, we get to this point every night. We tell you the same old stories, God's word, the Bible. It said you must be born again. And here, You know, basically, here's what you're going to choose, heaven or hell. Are you going to heaven or hell? The Bible teaches that many seemingly good people are going to hell because all have sinned, Romans 3:23. For there is not...
to the glory of God.
For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Well, that's apart from God. In Ecclesiastes 7:20, it says sin has a price. And, of course, the Bible states, the soul that sinneth is shall die. In Ezekiel 18:4, for the wages of sin is death. And where do we find that? Well, we just talked about that, Romans 6:23. So you might be wondering out there, folks, what happens to people who die in their sins? Well, we tell you this all the time. The Bible teaches that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. So is there any hope? Yes, there is. God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to pay the penalty for your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so whoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Right.
And that's the most popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Now, the Bible tells us that God desires to have everyone, to save everyone. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9, Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, John 6:37. So do you want to be saved? The Bible teaches that there are several things that you must do in order to be saved. One, realize that there's nothing you can do to make yourself worthy of heaven, not by the works of righteousness which have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, Titus 3:5. Now, you must repent of your sins. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:13. Repentance is a change of heart which causes you to turn toward God and away from your present way of life. And so, folks, do that. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservations. And you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, don't get any better than that. That's as good as it gets. Amen, Joe?
Amen. And you will be delivered from this present evil world, according to Galatians 1. Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world.
All righty. So, and God always, always keeps his word. So we're out of time again, like we come to this time every night. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless.
God bless.
Always, always keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.